Dallas police officer Darren Burks is executed in a targeted attack. And Venezuelan gangs take over an apartment complex in Colorado. And two people are arrested after an animal cruelty investigation. These stories and more today on Real Life Real Crime Daily for September the 3rd, 2024. And hey, I'm your host, Woody Overton, and my brother Jim Chapman, I believe, has not had a day off from the Daily Show since we started it. So he's resting up, recovering from the LSU game, I'm sure, and the Labor Day weekend. And so I have a special host in the studio with me today, and it is my bride, Cindy Overton, the one and only. Say hello, dear.
Hello.
Well, how about that Labor Day holiday?
Amazing.
Yeah, right?
You made that most amazing brisket.
Right? That's like a 14-hour cook, and we fried a bunch of stuff, and everything was good. Hung out with the peeps. The weather wasn't the best, but it wasn't the worst. And, y'all, we're actually recording this episode on Sunday morning before the LSU game, so go Tigers. And I know USC fans are saying go USC or go Trojans, right? But it's the time of the year when the first LSU football game comes. That means fall's right around the corner and the cool weather and hun season. It's my favorite time of the year by far. And I always tell Cindy every year at this time, I say, we interrupt this marriage to bring you hunting and football season.
It's true. It's true.
Done it a lot of years. I know she hates that shit. But we love and appreciate each and every one of y'all, and without further ado, let's get down to some true crime time for Tuesday. All right, so heavy hearts, y'all. Heavy hearts that we bring this first story to you. We hate it every time an officer gets killed. Someone's out there doing their best, protecting and serving, right? And you never know what's going to happen. I always say that when you put on that badge and that gun and you go out there to protect and serve, well, this is a true tragedy, and our hearts go out to everyone that's involved. But the Dallas Police Department provided an emotional update. Now, I did tell y'all about this on the WOW yesterday, but I didn't have the names and everything. But the Dallas Police Department provided an emotional update after Officer Darren Burks was shot and killed, saying the former high school teacher was executed while in the line of duty. And in a press conference Friday, Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia said that the department had lost a brother and a hero following the shooting. As a department and as a family, we are devastated, Garcia said. Last night, we lost a brother, a hero. Officer Darren Burks was a son, a nephew, a friend to many, and he was senselessly and tragically murdered in the line of duty. Now, the shooting, which happened around 10 p.m. Thursday night near the Oak Cliff Community Center, killed Burks and wounded two other officers. The suspected gunman is identified as 30-year-old Corey Cobb Bay, but he was killed in the shootout with police after a highway chase. We came close to losing other officers, Garcia said. Officers who put their lives on the line to protect their brother, and it is by the grace of God that they are still with us today. Amen to that. Now, the chief of police said the officers were targeted by Cobb Bay. Our officers were targeted by nothing more than the uniforms that they wear and for the brave and honorable job that they do. I want to be clear here. The word ambush has been thrown around in the last 24 hours. That is not what happened here. Officer Burks was executed. Now, Garcia revealed that Cabe approached Burks and struck up a conversation while recording the encounter on a cell phone. Then he pulled out a handgun and he opened fire. Police said they have no evidence that Burks and Cabe knew each other. Cabe approached Burks and talked with him briefly at the driver's side of the window as he recorded the encounter with a cell phone. So that's what the chief said, y'all. The suspect then pulled out a handgun and executed Officer Burks as he sat in his vehicle. Now, police say they got the 911 call about an officer in distress. Responding officers found Burks in his marked patrol vehicle critically injured. And at 10:11 p.m., Senior Corporal Jamie Farmer pulled into the parking lot after responding to the call for backup. Farmer was met with gunfire from Cobb Bay, and when Farmer returned fire, Cobb Bay grabbed a shotgun and fired at Farmer, hitting him in the leg. A minute later, Senior Corporal Carissa David arrived on the scene. The Cobb Bay ran toward David, shooting at her multiple times while she exited her vehicle. David was shot in the face, y'all. The officers exchanged gunfire with the suspect, and two additional officers were shot. Suspect was shot and killed at the end of a high-speed chase on Interstate 35 from Dallas to Louisville. Now, Burks was a former high school math teacher at the Texas Can Academy's Pleasant Grove campus, whose passion for helping his community led him to enroll in the police academy. Now, last year, Officer Burks bravely decided to leave the field of education to serve our city as a member of the Dallas Police Department. His commitment to serving others, both as a teacher and as a police officer, exemplified his dedication to making a positive impact on the lives of those around him. And this is according to Tina Shaw, who is the principal at Texas Can Academy's Pleasant Grove campus. Now, one former student, Adrian Coleman, said that Burks mentored troubled youth. As a troubled youth, he'd make sure to instill knowledge and provide me with the tools I needed to graduate, to be a man out here in this world, Coleman told the local news. I'm very thankful for him and the time that he spent with me. A rookie police officer, Burks first entered the Dallas Police Academy last year. And y'all, just absolutely heartbreaking. And when I had reported it yesterday on the WOW, the only thing that had been released was that it was a long gun. So I was thinking it was an AR-15, but evidently, obviously, a shotgun can be a long gun also. It's traumatic. He went there to kill. He executed this officer just because he was a police officer.
It's so sad. And then this police officer was a teacher.
Yeah, just a year before.
And probably felt like I can do more help on the streets, with the youth and stuff.
And it was his calling, right? And he did what he wanted to do, and he died doing what he wanted to do. But it's senseless. And these other officers, one of them getting shot in the face, another one getting shot in the leg, and you know, all these people are real, y'all. They have family members, they have loved ones, they have kids, they have grandparents, they have parents.
Yeah.
And just like we all do, and I don't know what the state of the world's come to today. We hadn't had one of these police officers being targeted just because they were cops in probably a month or two. But it happens more and more all the time. And I meet a lot of the younger officers now, and I tell them, whatever department or whip, I walk up and say, hey, I spent my career doing what you're doing, and God bless you, because I couldn't do what you're doing today. It's just a whole different world than it was 30 years ago.
Well, we talked about that on the way home from somewhere the other day. Yeah. Well, we were coming in from seeing Kate.
Yeah.
And we were when we got across the parish line, and you were like, it's 5 miles to this, it's 5 miles to that. Right. We ran this together.
Yeah.
Like you ran this so many years ago, and you wish you could go back to it.
Yeah, I do.
But you couldn't do your job.
So many times that I wish I could put on a uniform and just go back to doing what I used to do. But you know what? For obvious reasons, and not just because I'm old, but other reasons being that the world couldn't handle the police style that I used to do, and everybody has body cameras and all that. And hopefully, well, he's dead, so it doesn't matter. I mean, the state of Texas was going to execute him anyway.
Yeah.
Y'all, let me tell you this. I'm not even going to say any more about it. Our hearts and our prayers go out to Officer Burks and the Dallas Police Department. And look, the people that you work with, the men and women you work with, especially the ones who have your back, and you know, in incidents like this, you're so tight. That's a bond that you'll never know unless you were in the military in a foxhole with another guy and somebody's shooting at you. So I know their hearts are broken. I just, you know, that send that I-35 north that goes towards Denton is what, and I had my place when years ago, y'all, I had an apartment in Farmers Branch, Texas, just north of Dallas, not far from Louisville. And it's kind of a rural area, but they chased him. I said it on the WOW the other day. I had a little more details on it. They got in a vehicle pursuit with him and ended up killing him, and rightfully so, in Louisville. But by the time they did it, you know, and it happened, the Louisville police officers were arriving on scene, but they weren't involved. It was just Dallas PD.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
At least they safely chased him and no one else was harmed.
Sad and horrible and... We love y'all, and our prayers and thoughts go out to you, and rest in peace, brother. So
definitely. Well, you want to go to Colorado now?
Yes. Tell us what's going on in Colorado. You know, I love Colorado. It's so beautiful, and the weather's so great. And, you know, I used to love Colorado. And, you know, it goes skiing every year with my parents, and one of her nieces lived in Denver for a while. Mm-hmm. It used to be a great, great city. Mm-hmm. Tell us what's going on.
Well, in Aurora, Colorado, Mayor Mike Kaufman announced on Friday that the city is starting the process of clearing the apartment buildings where transitional armed gang Tren de Aragua was taken over. So that this gang has taken over a whole apartment complex.
Kind of like, you remember the movie New Jack City?
Mm-hmm.
They would take over the whole building and sell all the crack out of it and stuff.
I think that's what they're doing here. So in a statement posted to Facebook, Kaufman shared the Aurora City's attorney's office is preparing court documents to request an emergency court order to clear the apartment buildings where Venezuela gang activity has been occurring by declaring the properties a criminal nuisance. This will require a municipal judge to issue the order with the goal of getting these properties back under the control of the property owners. In the meantime, the law enforcement task force set up to disrupt and arrest Venezuela gang members in these buildings will continue its operation. I strongly believe that the best course of action is to shut these buildings down and make sure that this never happens again, concluded Kaufman. One has already been picked up. In an email to Fox News Digital, Aurora Police Department confirmed that Tren de Aragua leader Cookie Monster is currently in custody in relation to a shooting on July 28th.
Wow, that's Cookie Monster, right?
Cookie Monster.
Yeah, tough guy.
The move to apprehend the armed Venezuela gang members come after a blitz of national media attention on the city of Aurora, thanks to the efforts of Councilmember Danielle Jurinski. After assisting residents Cindy and Edward Romero on Wednesday, they were able to share a video which has since gone viral online and on air. Jurinski was soon featured on the Ingraham Angle, telling that Romero's story and of Cindy Romero joined America Reports on Friday to bring attention to the problem. Colorado Governor Jared Polis has come under fire for handling the situation poorly, including saying the Democrats wouldn't last 5 minutes in the building. Colorado's capital and largest city, Denver, is a sanctuary city, and Aurora is a suburb of Denver.
I don't even understand the whole sanctuary city thing. I mean, is that where they don't arrest illegal aliens or whatever you call them? You can't call them immigrants if they're illegally, right?
Yeah, from what I understand, I mean, just like what you dealt with in San Diego, they're kind of everywhere, you know, and it presents the homeless problem, and that's why these Venezuelans...
Right. And then, I guess they're getting government assistance or something? What's I don't understand the traction.
So what happened, from what I understood of this, is the Venezuelan gang went and just took over control, kicked people out. They started charging rent. If you want to stay here, you're going to pay us to live here. And so that's their way of making money and doing whatever they want to do.
And I heard you know, you read about one of them saying, oh, we should just shut the place down. I mean, then you're displacing a whole bunch of people, right?
Exactly.
And so what kind of benefit is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I think, yeah, if they were in Louisiana and Governor Jeff Landry being so pro-law enforcement, let them try that shit down here. It wouldn't take but an hour or one 911 phone call, and we're sending the SWAT teams and everybody else, and they're riding the fuck out one way or another. You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, can you imagine having a knock, like we were in San Diego at our daughter's apartment, y'all, meeting our sweet grandbaby, Ember. But these are small apartments, but they're outrageously expensive. And, I mean, they're all stacked on top of one another. I can't imagine somebody coming in the middle of the night, banging on the door, gun, get out.
Right. Or if you want to stay, pay us this.
You got to pay us.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I mean.
People have to know.
I don't get it. They better wake the fuck up. If I come to your house and kick in the door and say, oh, you're going to pay me rent to stay here, I'm going to jail or I'm going to get shot anyway.
Well, it's like the little girl that stole the bento box I was telling you about, and the thief, you know, this little girl gets her bento box stolen, and the thief is the one that's coddled, and please don't embarrass her in front of everybody else. This is the world that we live in.
Yeah, well, that's I call bullshit on all that. But you know what? Back to the world that we live in and you're about to be living in. I told y'all again, it's football season. Absolutely the best time of the year. The weather starts to cool off. Getting ready for hun season. We interrupt this marriage. I've been telling you 16, 17 years. We interrupt this marriage to bring you football and hun season. And get look, I got another sad story out of San Francisco. And so the NFL draft, y'all, I get ready for football season all year long. And Cindy can tell you, I do all the mock drafts for my fantasy teams. I start back probably in May and doing those and getting ready. Actually, I watched the draft. We were in Vegas for the draft two years ago when I was speaking at the podcast.
It's amazing. Or whatever. Honestly.
And it's a huge event. I remember when the draft was at Carnegie Hall, and it was just Saturday morning for a couple hours and nobody was there. And now it's morphed into this. And when I had that apartment in Dallas, it was actually in the Dallas Cowboys Stadium that year. But this year it was another big deal. I mean, they start on Thursday night, so you have Friday, Saturday, and wind up on Sunday. But you get your picks, right? You get, and it depends on how you finish. Your team finishes for the season. Like if you're the shittiest team in the NFL, you get the number one pick.
Right.
Well, San Fran, as we know, San Francisco 49ers went to the Super Bowl last year. So they would have got one of the last picks unless they traded up or something. And they got a guy named Ricky Purcell. And y'all, they got him. He moved to San Francisco. And guess what? He got robbed and shot downtown San Francisco on Saturday.
Jeez.
These guys are making, you know, the higher you go in the draft, the more millions and millions you make because you get $1 million. Like one, I was watching, I watched the Hard Knocks thing every year. Now they even have off seasons. The one rookie quarterback got a $25 million signing bonus.
Goodness.
And so Ricky Purcell would have gotten something high like that, but not that high. But he got robbed and shot on Saturday in downtown San Francisco. And the mayor, Breed, says, this afternoon, there was an attempted robbery in Union Square involving San Francisco 49ers wide receiver Ricky Purcell, and he was shot. Now, San Francisco Police Department was on the scene immediately, and an arrest of the shooter was made. And the mayor says, my thoughts are with Ricky and his family at this time. Now, the team, the 49ers, released a statement on the matter saying that Purcell is in serious but stable condition. He sustained a bullet wound to his chest and is in serious but stable condition. We ask that you please respect this privacy at this time, and our thoughts and prayers of Ricky and the entire Purcell family. Now, the Niners wide receiver, Debo Samuel, he's a stud. He says, he's good. He's good. Thank God. All exclamation. He posted that on X, y'all. And the San Francisco Fire Department told Fox News that two victims were discovered near Grant and Geary Street with possible gunshot wounds. The first 911 call came in at 3:38 p.m. Broad daylight, y'all. And both victims were transported to by paramedics to the hospital. Now, the San Fran Police Department added that two male subjects were suffering from injuries, and they were found at the scene. And after receiving medical attention and being transported to a local hospital, this is when they revealed their preliminary investigation findings. They said officers learned one of the subjects attempted to rob the victim, who I told you was San Fran's wide receiver, Ricky Purcell, the number one pick, y'all. And during the attempted robbery, a physical altercation ensued, and both the suspect and the victim were injured. The suspect is in custody, and charges are pending at this time. All right. The Purcell was the 31st overall pick in the 2024 NFL draft by the 49ers, and he came from the University of Florida, where he totaled 1,027 yards and 6 touchdowns in 12 games in 2023. But he missed a lot of the preseason due to a shoulder injury, and head coach Kyle Shanahan called a shoulder luxation. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Shanahan said his latest subluxation came, y'all know I fuck words up, came on August 6th, but he was fighting through it during practice, so it must not have been that serious. He was also dealing with a hamstring injury, caused him to miss all three of the 49ers preseason games. Man, you know, prime of your life. It reminds me of Shane McBride and Shane and Tracy McBride. SME, you know, Electric and all that. They do all the work downtown in San Francisco, mm-hmm. and they lay the underground cables and all that. But check this out. Their son, who's a very dear friend of mine, I love him to death, he's out there on one of the job sites, and the guy just walks up to him. They got an orange vest and everything. The guy walks up to him, points a gun at him, says, "Give me your iPad, give me your wallet, give me your shit." And he was like, "Well, you can have the iPad, but you're not getting my wallet."
Right.
And I fussed at him. I said, "You could have got fucking killed. They're killing people for less than that. Next time, give them the wallet." Right.
That's all that was going through my head as you were reading it, is they might need some Woody Overton training on what to do.
When they're doing it at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Woody, do you know why I want to learn more Italian?
Why, I go?
Because my niece is getting married next month, and that means a wedding full of these crazy Italians from out of town.
Huh. And when it comes to learning a new language, there's only one leader, Rosetta Stone.
Rosetta Stone's the most trusted language learning program, period. I've come a good ways using Rosetta Stone, but it's time to take it to the next level. My niece's wedding will be great prep for a trip I want to take next year.
Rosetta Stone is the trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. No English translations. Rosetta Stone helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. It's designed for long-term retention.
And the True Accent feature is like having a personal trainer for your accent. Lifetime membership has all 25 of the languages for the rest of your life. That's lifetime access to all 25 language courses Rosetta Stone offers for 50% off.
There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today.
That's 50% off, unlimited access to 25 languages for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. Hey, everybody, it's Aggo. Listen up, especially you ladies over 40. I've got some good news. It's called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an all-in-one hormonal balancing solution. It relieves symptoms of menopause. It promotes healthy weight loss and curbs cravings. It improves sleep quality. It reduces bloating and gas. It relieves hot flashes. It can even relieve occasional mood swings, although nothing like that has ever happened in my house. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalance should take it. but it's perfect for the horrible menopause symptoms that make you put your life on hold. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and code RLRC at checkout for 15% off today.
It doesn't matter.
I know, but I don't get it. And yeah, but you're right. Y'all, if somebody comes up and robs you, give them your shit.
Yeah.
And your shit can be replaced. You can't be replaced. Mm-hmm. This kid is the number one draft pick for the 49ers. And now he's got a bullet hole in his chest.
I don't know his upbringing either. Unfortunately, a lot of ball players are building their way up from, you know, not great living circumstances. And so he was probably high on life thinking, you know, I'm doing this and thinks he's invincible and I'm just going to put this guy in his place.
I don't know about the upbringing part, but I know about being a young man part.
Yeah.
Like Shane's son, it's like, fuck you. I'm not doing it. Well, I'm telling you, men out there and ladies also, you get a gun or a knife pointed at you and they want your shit, give it to them. Unless, even if you have a firearm and it's, you know, you have a concealed permit or whatever, which in Louisiana, you don't have to have one anymore. Thanks to Governor Landry, but don't pull it and give them your shit, and if they're running away from you, don't shoot them in the back because you're going to catch a homicide charge, and that's just a fact.
Yeah.
So stay safe, y'all, and prayers go out to Purcell and whoever else got fucking shot.
For sure. What I meant by the upbringing is he thought he got out, potentially you could have thought he got out of a, you know, hard situation and was, you know, not having to live that life anymore. You never know. I don't know anything about him, but you want to go to it. This is really sad, but in West Virginia,
and they played, I think they played Vanderbilt this weekend, and
so y'all, this is how my life is for now on. If anytime you say a state,
well, yeah, I'm either gonna relate to football or hunting,
right? You know, I know,
and or if I've been there in certain places, but I've been to too many of them. But West Virginia played Vanderbilt. Vanderbilt's not supposed to do anything, and Vanderbilt spanked that ass, but go ahead.
No, it's okay. In Bluefield, West Virginia, two people were arrested in connection to an animal cruelty investigation in Mercer County.
We're talking about animals. If y'all sensitive, shut your ears.
Yeah. They were arrested on Wednesday, August 28th, and there was a Facebook post that stated that there was an investigation started after a welfare check that took place at a house in Bluefield, West Virginia on July 1st of 2024. It resulted in multiple dogs being found in bad conditions. According to Bluefield Animal Control, Mercer County Animal Control, the Bluefield Police Department, and Code Enforcement, they carried out a search warrant on July 2nd. There's two dogs that were found dead. Five dogs were found alive. And the poor living dogs were emaciated, sick, and malnourished. The local Bluefield local government stated that five living dogs were taken to Mercer County Animal Shelter for medical care. It was discovered that the surviving dogs had Lyme disease, like I said, severely emaciated, and severe eye infections that result in an emergency eye removal. That's disgusting. In the post, the city of Bluefield local government stated that arrest warrants were issued on Wednesday, August 28th, and they came from the investigation into the incident that included interviews with people responsible for the animals.
That's in West Virginia?
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, they it's sad, but they'll probably get a slap on the wrist. Yeah. It's not like they're going to do prison time for mishandling their dogs. Oh, they should, you know. I know everybody out there that doesn't have kids that has dogs that they, you know, they think I'm like their babies. I mean, we have, four in the house, Springer Spaniels, and there are our babies.
Well, two of the five dogs were adopted, thank goodness, and then three, of course, are looking for their forever homes. And I've heard people talking lately about, you know, taking in dogs, not adopted, but when you just kind of like a, what is it
foster.
Called? A foster yeah. dogs that are blind. Yeah. Foster dog, like your sister Colette.
One, yeah.
And it's a huge dog and this poor yeah. baby is blind and.
Yeah. They love him to death.
Yeah.
Or him or her. I don't know, I forget what
that it's takes a special person too.
Yeah, that's they got more whatever than me. I mean, I love dogs.
Right.
I guess I get that from my daddy. You know, he's in his 80s, and every time an old hard ass, well, you know him, you've known your whole life, old hard ass 48-year trial lawyer, and now and he walks outside and he's got those two labs. And he's,
It just melts his heart.
And our sons are like that too. But, well, I hate that. And they suck ass. And they need to be arrested. And since we're talking about cities, I'm scrolling through my shit. And I hate to say this because I love the people. But I can't really say that I love the people. And I say I hate the city, but I do hate the city. And you already know what it is.
I honestly don't.
Baltimore.
Oh, yeah.
Lifers out there in Baltimore, I love you to death. I get a different vibe. You know, I've been to most of the cities in the United States because I used to travel and do that consulting work. But Baltimore, fuck that.
You never liked going there.
There was a meme of Superman drinking a glass of whiskey, like standing at the counter pouring himself a decanter of whiskey.
Yeah.
And he's taking a sip and he says, I'll fight crime anywhere.
But Baltimore.
But then he said, except Baltimore. Fuck Baltimore. But let's go to Baltimore. And a man pleaded guilty to first degree murder Friday in the killing of a Baltimore tech entrepreneur, Pava LaPierre, last September. And it was just a random attack that shocked the city, right? Jason Billingsley, 33, entered the guilty plea instead of going to trial Friday morning. He also pleaded guilty Monday to two counts of attempted murder in a separate arson and home invasion case that took place just days before LaPierre was found dead on the rooftop of her downtown Baltimore apartment. He was sentenced to a total of 3 life terms, with the first two to be served simultaneously. Well, y'all, all that means is people get a confused consecutive all this means is 2 of them will be served at the same time, and he could die and then come back to life, and they put him back in prison for another lifetime.
Oh, right? Well, great.
So, I mean, hell or jail, whatever. So, let me be clear. Mr. Billingsley should never see the light of day again. And this is according to Baltimore State Attorney Ivan Bates. And I'm probably messing the name up, y'all. L.A., capital P-E-R, but LaPierre founded a tech startup from her dorm room at Johns Hopkins University and was named to Forbes 30 Under 30 list for social impact. And she died from strangulation and blunt force trauma after being raped.
That's disgusting.
Right? She was remembered as someone who remained focused on building community and using entrepreneurship to create meaningful social change, even as her national profile rose. Now, after Billingsley entered his guilty plea Friday, the court heard statement from LaPierre's loved ones, including her parents, who described the immense pain they've experienced since their daughter's life was brutally cut short. They said they will never again celebrate birthdays or holidays together, and they never get to watch LaPierre continue to grow her business or walk down the aisle of her wedding or see her children smile.
I got goosebumps when you said that. Now I'm going to cry.
Yeah, you know, well, I'm going to tell you why she's really crying, y'all. It's because we got to go to San Diego. First of all, I went to Atlanta, boots on the ground, and worked a case. And then flew back in on a Saturday, got off an airplane in New Orleans, and got on an airplane with Cindy and WL. And we flew to San Diego Yeah, you know, if you don't have grandkids, you probably don't get it. But we went to see our first grandbaby, Miss Emma Ember. No, I always get it wrong. Miss Ember, she knows that Papa loves her. Man, and Cindy would stay the night with our daughter and help with the baby. And WL and I would go stay in the hotel room. And the first night when I got there, or the first morning after she stayed, she said, well, I cried five times last night.
Well, when you were leaving me, we went to eat the first night, and you were like, what's wrong? You thought something was actually wrong with me. Like, what happened? What's wrong?
I was making sure I wouldn't make her cry. Like, I make her cry every day. But truth be told, the last night we were having supper, and Papa was holding her. I held her everywhere we went, and Papa was holding her, and then I cried like a little bitch.
Yeah.
Break my heart, but we love you, Emberay.
We do that.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, why are nearly one in three American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that doesn't turn into fat when you consume it. Instead, it turns into a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body.
So getting more MCTs in your diet is like flipping a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which flushes out excess fat and calories. And Dr. Gundry has created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it comes in a tasty drink form. It actually tastes good. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized.
So if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/RLRC and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. And again, that's GundryMD.com/RLRC.
Awesome.
All right, good deal. Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with a subject?
IXL now.
Is your child ahead,
real life,
not getting challenged enough in class?
Get an exclusive
IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool curriculum. It offers practice in math, English,
today.
Language arts, visit IXL.com/today while adopting today to each child,
to get the most meeting them where they are. Program
plus, IXL encourages students to be curious and empowers them how to choose to learn. Now, Cindy used IXL in the classroom as a teacher and now uses it to homeschool our youngest son in the ninth grade. The videos are what she finds that benefits him most in math because he's a very visual learner. The perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum, IXL offers interactive practice problems, educational game lessons, and video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's easy to use, time-saving, and everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you're covering. Instant grading, helpful progress reporting. IXL offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. Flexible and personalized. Kids can explore any topic in any grade level. They aren't forced into a single learning path like they are on other programs. If you're homeschooling your child because they were falling behind or because they were too far ahead, IXL is a great program to help them get the exact support they need. It's fun for kids, and kids love IXL's positive feedback, awards, and educational games. And it's trustworthy. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now.
And Real Life Real Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
That little girl could deserve, I mean, she was running a business out of her dorm room. Like, what could she have done in this?
That's prestigious. She was doing something good, right? She's doing something good for the city of Baltimore. And I won't tell y'all why my bad experiences in Baltimore. We'll leave it. Leave that one off the table. Well,
one day, but that's a good story to tell.
It's kind of a beautiful city, and but the she got raped, strangled, and beat in the head on top of her apartment complex.
Well, there's a place in hell for that person.
Yeah, well,
and she's not there.
He's gonna spend the rest of his life in prison. So
yeah,
I don't know. Let's go to another joyful story. And a former Nevada politician was sentenced to life in prison after being found guilty on Wednesday of killing journalist Jeff German in September of 2022. Now, as the jury's foreperson read out the guilty verdict, the former Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tells looked down and shook his head. Motherfucker couldn't believe he got found guilty. Well, Tells was sentenced to life in prison with eligibility for parole after a minimum of 20 years served. And in the press conference after the verdict was announced, Clark County District Attorney Stephen Wilson thanked the jury for their work on the case and said, "Today's verdict should send a message, and that message is a clear message that any attempts to silence the media or to silence or intimidate a journalist will not be tolerated," Wilson said. Now, y'all, let me tell you what happened. Prosecutors said the former Clark County Public Administrator, Robert Tellis, who's 47, stabbed the Las Vegas Review-Journal reporter to death after German exposed corruption in his office, destroying both his political career and his marriage. Now, German's story detailed an allegedly hostile work environment in Tell's office, including bullying, retaliation, and an inappropriate relationship between Tellis and a staffer, all of which Tellis denied. Well, you know what? It must have been some meat to it because he stabbed this dude to death. But Tellis was arrested days after German was found dead outside his Las Vegas home. And police said DNA evidence found in Tellis' home tied him to the crime scene, and a straw hat and sneakers, which the suspect was seen wearing in surveillance footage, were found cut up in his home. His DNA was also found on German's hands and fingernails, police said. So at least he fought back, right?
Right.
Guess what? Before the trial, he pleaded not guilty to the murder. Now, in her opening statement, Chief Deputy District Attorney Pamela Weckerly walked through the timeline of the murder and how Tellis came to be pinpointed as a suspect. She said, "In the end, this case isn't about politics. It's not about alleged inappropriate relationships. It's not about who's a good boss or who's a good supervisor or favoritism at work. It's just about murder," right? So Tellis, and this very rarely happens, as your true crime fans know, Tellis took the stand in his own trial on August the 21st, and he just absolutely insisted that he was innocent and that he was framed, and it was a sweeping conspiracy by a real estate company that he said he was investigating for alleged bribery. Well, you got to say something, right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure he had some time in the jail to come up with that. But he said, "Somebody framed me for this, and I believe that it is Compass Realty, and I believe it's for the work that I've done against them." And in a statement to the Las Vegas Review-Journal in January, Compass Realty owner Takumba Britt denied Tellis' conspiracy claims, and called him a desperate man who has been charged with violently murdering a beloved local journalist who would do and say anything to escape answering for this charge, right? So, Wilson also hit back against Tellis' conspiracy claims after the jury came back with his verdict. He said, there was no conspiracy. The only conspiracy was between him and his evil mind. Now, go back to, you know, 2 days after the murder, when police took Tellis into custody, he had what they said were non-life-threatening, self-inflicted stab wounds. Now, his defense attorney, Robert Drekasvich, said the suicide attempt was not out of guilt, but because Tellis's life was coming apart. Mm-hmm. Right? Well, okay, whatever. So the attorney echoed Tellis's claims of conspiracy against him, saying in his open statement that the old guard in the public administrator's office had been upset by Tellis's efforts to root out internal corruption. He also claimed that because of Germans' track record of investigating corrupt figures, there were other people who may have wanted him dead. Well, there were others that had far more motive to make it look like Tellis was the killer and to conduct this killing because Jeff German was a good reporter. He would ultimately get to what the truth was. And then this is all the fluff this motherfucker's trying to, they're trying to say, yeah. Oh, the victim was a good dude, but my client's a good dude and all that.
Yeah.
So naturally, the family made some statements. Jay German, the brother of the victim, said, Jeff was our leader. He was the older brother we all leaned on, and the siblings remembered him as a wonderful uncle and a fearless journalist and a lover of football and sitcoms. I'm a lover of one, not the other. Now, his sister Jill Zwerg, who said German was like a second father, and recalled how he bought a whole round of champagne for the bar when she just told him she had gotten engaged. It goes on and on. It tells his wife actually asked the jury not to sentence him to life in prison without parole. She said, I would love at some point to give my children a chance to have their father back. That's what his wife, Marianne, said. Well, guess what? I'm sure German's family would love to have him back, right?
Right.
Now, Rosalinda Anaya, who's Tellis's mother, the bad guy's mother, Cindy, said, I accept the verdict, but if you could, please give my son the chance of parole. His family is still very young, and I'd like for him to someday be back with them again. Well, fuck him. He got plenty of time. Not plenty of time. He should be doing life without, but he does have a chance for parole. And, it is what it is. That family has lost their loved one, and the world lost a great reporter because this dude got his ass in a crack.
Yeah.
Who the fuck bullies at work, in the workplace?
Everybody.
Not as adults.
I think they do. I think they do.
Well, that's the least of his problems. But
yeah,
he was exposed to bullying. He's cheating with somebody, and I guess bribes and whatever. And he was like, fuck that. I don't want to lose my public position.
Right.
So I'm going to kill him. Stab him to death.
Yeah.
There you have it. So that's it. And we love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. And Cindy, thank you for co-hosting.
Thank you for having me.
What? Yeah, well, got to have it, right? and this is the first one that, I think I might have done one solo, but I don't think so. Jim Chapman has always done there. He's always covered every time I travel and do whatever. And, thank you, Jim. We appreciate you. We got you back this week, right?
Well, thank you for having me. I've never sat in with you. I've always sat in.
No, you sat in with me and Jim.
Yeah, just you. Yeah, just you. Yeah. I've always sat. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Just us.
Right.
Right. And we didn't kill each other or anything.
Not yet.
Yeah. I wait till the mic goes off. Fists be flying up in this motherfucker. All right. Look, y'all go check out the Real Life Real Crime Community app. That's really Cindy's baby. She's been had it since conception, I guess you would say. You can download it for free in the App Store. Everything in Real Life Real Crime, from merchandise to forums to games to whatever, right?
Yes.
And check out our TikToks and everything.
Everything.
Everything we do. It's a lot of shit.
All that good podcast.
We'll get there. And I want to say, she's trying to steal my shit, y'all. That seems to happen a lot, doesn't it?
I know.
People steal my shit. Y'all know, I got hacked by like my two different people this week. I got two different, thank you, Ruth Ann was one of them that sent it to me. Two different people filed, made Facebook
pages.
Yeah, that weren't mine. Somebody, the asshole, stole our shit on TikTok, other places. You know what? Fuck them.
It's supposed to be the biggest compliment.
Yeah, well, fuck them. We work hard for what we got.
That's right? True.
So go get your own shit. Have an original thought in your head and don't be a loser. But anyway, Patreon Convicts for Real Life Real Crime Original, the State versus Scott Peterson Part 4. You get it early as fuck this week because we are ahead on those. And boy, the numbers on that thing are killing it, right? Mm-hmm. I guess because all the documentaries. And y'all tune in on Saturdays for that. If you haven't listened to it, go back. It's called Scorched, State versus Peterson. And I break down that case and tell you shit that nobody else knows about, right?
Right.
So, but that being said, we love and appreciate each and every one of y'all. Thank you for liking and sharing and telling other people about us. And for my co-host, Jim Chapman, and for Cindy Overton sitting in, I'm Woody Overton, your host of Real Life Real Crime Daily.
Peace.
Get 15% off a set of BrakeMess Select, Select Pro, or Import Direct brake pads and two rotors now at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.